Let me ask you, have you met the Lord and accepted him as the Lord of your life? Or is it some, you are baptized, you are confirmed, you are even an elder in a church, but you have not had a personal walk with the Lord? You cannot remember making a commitment to walk with him. We call it being born again. We sometimes call it receiving the Lord as your Lord and Savior. Is heaven your home? Has God given you the conviction that he is going to be with you for the rest of your life? If not, then it will be difficult for you to get the kind of encouragement that Moses had, or being reminded of his heritage and how far the promise has gone. It did not just begin in the burning bush. I think even for you, you need to, as part of your encouragement, you need to go back and check, did you actually meet the Lord? Has he actually made promises to you? Do you really know him as your Lord and Savior? Is he really your God? If he is, he's not just a God of church matters. He's a God of your life. And you are what you call secular. It's not secular to him. If you are his child, wherever he sends you, it is his business. He is going to walk with you.